So we learn where Nishmas, my grandfather, Rabbi Yosef Nissan, Ben Rabbi Cheskel. His Nisham was away, his Yartzei was yesterday. His Nisham Shev Nawiyah. So Mesorah is very important by the Seder. We lift up the cup, we put down the cup, we uncover the matzah, we cover the matzah. No one really knows when or what to do anything. You try to remember what your father did, what your grandfather did. You try to look in the Haggadah half of the time. There's a contradiction from this Haggadah to that Haggadah. So the question we're going to try to deal with is, what do you do with the cup at the end of Magid? You have this paragraph, Lefikach, then you have Hallel, then you have Asher Goanu. Are you supposed to hold the cup, not hold the cup? You try not to spill. It's already late in the night. So there are four opinions on how you should hold the cup or deal with the cup at the end of Magid. Opinion number one is that goes Maimonius, who says the minhag is to hold the cup by Lefikach, the first paragraph right before Hallel. You put it down at the end of Lefikach. But he notes, if you want, you could hold it the rest of the way through, but you don't have to do that. Shulchan Aruch gives opinion number two. He says that kishiyagia lefikach magbia kol echad koso biyadi, you hold the cup in your hand, ad shechosim gal Yisrael, until the end of gal Yisrael, which is through Hallel, meaning you're holding the cup by Hallel, through gal Yisrael, then you drink the cup. Opinion number three is the Vilna Gaon himself, who holds that you only pick it up by the last paragraph, Asher Ga'olanu, meaning you're not holding the cup by Hallel. Opinion number four is the Aruch HaShulchan, which is the most confusing. You hold it for Lefikach, you put it down for Hallel, and then you pick it up again for Asher Ga'olanu. So the upshot is, there's four opinions, but they really boil down to two main opinions about one issue. Are you supposed to be holding the cup by Hallel or not holding the cup by Hallel? Some, like Shulchan Aruch, say you hold the cup by Hallel. Some, like the Aruch HaShulchan and the Vilna Gaon, seem to say that you're doing everything in your possibility not to hold the cup by Hallel. So what's this discussion? Are you supposed to hold the cup by Hallel? Are you not supposed to hold the cup by Hallel?
What's the meaning of holding the cup in general?
So in general, what's the meaning? So the Rivos Ephraim says, I'll explain, he says, there is a Tosis that holds that Shira, when you sing Shira, you're supposed to hold a cup, but you only need that cup in the times of the Beis HaMikdash when you're doing Karbanos. When you're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash, you hold the cup, you raise a cup, and this way it shows your respect, your honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your praise to Hashem. But that only is in the Beis HaMikdash. So the question that these poskim are debating is whether our Seder night is supposed to copy what they did in the Beis HaMikdash or not. Those that say you hold the cup for Hallel, hold that. Okay, yeah. Just like in the Beis HaMikdash, I would hold the cup, so I got to hold the cup here as well. Those that hold, no, you don't need to hold it for Hallel. That's because we're not really copying everything that they did in the Beis HaMikdash. There are obviously references to the Beis HaMikdash and we're Karban Pesach, but it's not actually a simulation. That's one explanation. A second explanation has to do with Rabbi Warman. I saw this, the head of Rosh Hashiva of Hank. Yeshiva, he says in one of his great svarim, he explains in Oros HaPesach, he says it's connected to the issue of why don't we make a bracha on Hallel of the night of a Seder. So two reasons are given by the Rishonim. Number one, because the Hallel of the night of a Seder is a totally different type of Hallel. It's a Hallel of Shira. It's a praise Hallel. It's not a Hallel that we do during davening of Kriya, of reading. It's a Hallel that we praise Hashem. Okay. Second reason is no, the Hallel of the night of a Seder is a regular Hallel that we do during davening. It's Kriya, we're reading the Hallel just like we do by davening. So why is there no bracha? Because there is, he says, the Aburam, because it's broken up. Since it's broken up, you don't have a bracha on such a Hallel. So based on these two reasons, explains our issue. According to the Ran, who says that the Hallel of the night of the Seder is a Shira Hallel, we said when you praise God, you sing to Shira, you hold a cup. So you raise the cup according to the Ran. According to Abu Raham, it says, no, this Hallel is just like the Hallel by davening. You hold a cup in the middle of davening when you say Hallel? No, of course not. This Hallel of the night of a Seder is no different than the Hallel by davening, and therefore there would be no need to hold a cup. So he says that explanation, that machlokas really explains whether we hold the cup or not. Third explanation I saw in the Sefer Imre Yosha by Rabbi Meir Greenman. He says, everyone holds that there's no need to raise the cup by Hallel. He says, because putting it in front of you is enough. So what's the issue whether you want to hold the cup or not? Is whether you want to highlight that the focus is now shifting to drinking the second cup. The whole past few hours or minutes or I don't know, days that you've been engrossed in Magid for. You've been focused a lot on the matzah, about the telling of the story, about the Exodus, and which is primarily the matzah. Now we're shifting the focus to the cup. So the question is, to shift that focus, do you have to hold it? So we definitely lift it up at the beginning, according to almost all of these posts, and by Lepika. Question is that once it's up in your hand, do you just keep holding it, or do you keep on putting it down? We all know if you put it up and down, it's going to end up spilling. So maybe that's a very practical machlokas. Once it's up in your hand, do you continue holding it? So how are you supposed to paskin? So you do what your father did, what your grandfather did. If you don't remember what your father did, what your grandfather did, so there was a split in the poskim. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Reb Forsheimer, Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky, they say there's no need to hold it for halal. But if you look at this Agada Kol Dodi by Reb Moshe Feinstein, as well as Nite Gavriel, they hold, no, huh? Reb David, yeah, but quoting his Psak of Reb Moshe, is that what? Is that you hold it for halal just like the simple Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Simple Pshat of the Shulchan Aruch, if you want to do a simple Shulchan Aruch Yid, is that we said, that was opinion number two, is you hold it for halal. So the it would appear to me, if you don't have a clear minhag, you should hold the cup the whole way through, and that seems to be what the Shulchan Aruch is paskening. The final issue is the famous shita of the Brisker Rav, Reb Chaim Brisker, is that Reb Chaim said that you should hold the cup the entire magid. I always tell over at one seder where my brother-in-law had a challenge, who could hold the cup the longest. I think one of them went for like an hour and a half or whatever it was. Till I mean, he's a surgeon now, so I mean, he's got good hands. But the point is that you could try holding it, but if your magid is 3 hours long, it's going to get pretty tiring. But the Reb Chaim felt that since you're supposed to say the Agada Alakos, we highlight that by actually holding the cup. Now they say over the Hari Kedem writes that once someone spilled the cup and Reb Chaim made him redo Magid. I guess he did a quick version of it, but maybe you could do it in 5-10 minutes. You could run through the whole Magid if you're really quick. But I guess he didn't say over all the kids Divrei Torah all over again. But the Tshuva Sanagis notes that even though this is Reb Chaim Shita, his son, the Brisker Rav, did not hold the cup to all of Magid. But obviously, if you're holding that Shita, that you hold it the entire time, certainly you should hold it for Lefikach and for Halal. Everyone should follow the minhag that they can. You'll hold it as much as you can. The emphasis should be try not to spill. That should be the main goal. Shkoyach. Everyone should have a chag kashrus sameach.